The Davante Adams stuff with the Jets is fascinating. I heard what Boomer had to say yesterday about that he's hearing that potentially it's going to go down if and when it goes down. But I think today he said he thinks it's going to go down, late August, early September. You've heard, Aaron Rodgers make the statements that he has made on it, saying he's looking forward to playing with Davante Adams again. Breece Hall's talked about it. There's been a number of Jets that have chimed in on the potential of adding the superstar wide receiver, formerly of the Packers and now currently with the Las Vegas Raiders. Listen, if you can go get Davante Adams, and the Jets, as we sit here on this Tuesday morning, last time I checked, which was last night, the Jets are sitting with about $6 million of salary cap space. They'd have to, rework some deals, restructure some deals in order to make that deal happen. And if you're telling me, you're looking at a wide receiving core. If Mike Williams is all the way back from his torn ACL, you've got Garrett Wilson, Mike Williams, and Davante Adams. Yeah, then, that is as good as it gets in the National Football League. You are absolutely loaded. Here's my question, though. Why do you need Davante Adams? Like, it'd be nice to have him. Do the Jets necessarily need Davante Adams in order to go out there and win? Because isn't that what Aaron Rodgers is for? Like, Rodgers, who took his trip to Egypt and missed mandatory minicamp, and everybody was up in arms about that and calling him, a fraud, and everything that he said to McAfee following last season about the focus being on football, and then the defenders come out and everything. Listen, Aaron Rodgers is going to have those that are going to protect him, and Aaron Rodgers is going to have his detractors. It comes along with the territory. But now you have an understanding of why the marriage ended the way that it ended with the Green Bay Packers. And I'm not telling you, if you can go out there and get Davante Adams, yeah, who doesn't love Adams as a player? As smooth a route runner as there is in the National Football League, remarkably productive, obviously was not happy when Jimmy Garoppolo was playing quarterback last year with the Vegas Raiders, and we saw what the connection was and the friendship and the bond that Rodgers and Adams had as he developed as a younger wide receiver into the playmaker he turned out to be with the Green Bay Packers. My only question would be is, Rodgers is a guy that's supposed to make everyone around him better, right? He's the great elixir, the great fixer. He's supposed to turn, Nathaniel Hackett into a great offensive coordinator as compared to what we saw last year. He's going to be unbelievable for Mike Williams, unbelievable for Garrett Wilson, unbelievable for an offensive line that has been, rebuilt this offseason. Well, he's going to help that offensive line because he's going to have an understanding of where blitzes are coming and where the protection needs to be, have an understanding of helping out his offensive line by having a pre-snap read, understanding of where he needs to go with the football, everything that great quarterbacks in the National Football League do and do with relative ease. And I'm not telling you that if you don't have a chance to go get him. But my thing would be is, why do you need him? And I know that there's a question about what Rodgers is going to be now at, 41? Coming off the torn Achilles. He wasn't able to be a medical marvel last year after he suffered that Achilles tendon injury 4 plays in against the Buffalo Bills. And did not return last year. And has been, a presence down in Florham Park up until mandatory minicamp. And I get about adding as much talent as you possibly can. Well, then, you go out there and get Adams, then there's really no excuses. I've said it time and time again. Like, you do not need an MVP version of Rodgers this season for the Jets to be good. You really don't. Because the defense is legit. The defense is really good. Even with the loss of Huff during the course of the offseason, the addition of Hassan Reddick, the development of Jermaine Johnson, what you have at the cornerback spot. I love the videos of Sauce Gardner picking up golf this offseason, what he's doing on the golf courses and the videos that he's shooting out. But we understand through 2 years how good of a corner Sauce Gardner is. Maybe a little bit of a weakness at the safety spot. But you love what this Jet defense, the depth that they have, tested a little bit with the trade of John Franklin Myers to the Denver Broncos in the offseason in order to relieve themselves of a little salary cap issue or free up a little bit of money. And that's a depth piece that I think is going to hurt this team a little bit, but not to a great extent where it's going to affect the overall quality of the defense. The defense is legit and is going to be great and has the opportunity to be one of the better defenses, if not the best defense in the National Football League. And no one's going to tell you that talent doesn't reign supreme in the NFL, but you really need to go out there and jump through hoops to go get Adams, who's making $25 million a year. The Raiders are going to absorb a tremendous dead cap hit from moving him. In order to throw him into this receiving core mix to make the job for Aaron Rodgers that much easier when you have an offense that you hope Rodgers is, 80% of what he used to be. If Aaron Rodgers is 80% of what he used to be, he's 100% better at the quarterback spot than what the Jets have had the past two seasons. And it ain't even close. I mean, it's fascinating that this kind of storyline has gained as much heat as it has at this stage of the NFL offseason. It really has. And listen, I think Boomer's got great sources. So if it happens, it happens. If it happens late August, early September, and Davante Adams ends up being a New York Jet, well, the offense is going to be that much more dynamic. Nobody's going to, quibble about that. No one's going to give you a hot take and tell you, well, the Jets don't necessarily need Davante Adams or he isn't that good. I think what I'm saying is they don't necessarily need him. I'm not going to question his greatness or his brilliance at the wide receiver spot. The need factor, I don't know if it's at a 10. I don't even know if it's at an 8 or a 7 or even a 5. It would be an embarrassment of riches at the wide receiver spot. It'd make the offense, unguardable, as long as those three receivers are healthy in a passing league, and as long as Aaron Rodgers is, like I mentioned, 80% of where he used to be, yeah, you throw Davante Adams into the mix, the Jets are going to be that much more dynamic and that much more formidable to go up against week in and week out. And then you get to the coaching staff, and you get to Saleh, and you get to Hackett. Ulbrich's a really good defensive coordinator, but still, you get to the head coach, and the head coach is, the Jets needed to rebuild the offensive line. Robert Saleh needed to do a little bit of retooling as well and kind of take a step back, understanding where his failures were as a head coach. What he did not do properly, how he did not adjust, how he needs to lead the entire team, and there needs to be a little bit more accountability. Because just as you have questions about whether or not Aaron Rodgers and the caliber of quarterback he is going to be coming off the injury that he came off of, well, you have vast questions about the caliber of the head coach that Robert Saleh is. Now, teams have won won a Super Bowl with coaches that were not all-time great coaches, that were just there and were along for the ride. Barry Switzer's a guy that always jumps to the top of the list. Great coach at Oklahoma, not really a particularly good coach in the National Football League. Hopped on the wagon after everything fell apart between Jerry Jones and Jimmy Johnson down in Dallas. So you can win with coaches that are decidedly average or below average because the talent is that good. And we might be at that stage with the Jets. And if you throw Adams into the mix, no one's going to say, hey, don't go out there and give up whatever. I don't think they'd have to ever give up a first-round draft choice. But something that got thrown out there maybe a week ago that I thought, I don't think that's necessarily going to happen, all of a sudden has picked up more and more steam to where you get the belief around the National Football League that it's only a matter of time until it does happen. And Davante Adams ends up being a New York Jet, which would be an astonishing move here for Joe Douglas. And you talk about all in, and we talk about it a lot with the New York Yankees, that this would be an all-in season. Well, if you're Robert Saleh and you can't win with that defense, and then you throw in a revamped offensive line, that's not going to be great. But last year, they were just pitifully bad. And you have Breece Hall, Adams, Garrett Wilson, and Mike Williams at the wide receiver spot. Giddy up. That's an all-in year. And the Jets would have no excuses. And for Rodgers and the detractors that want to criticize, and I said at the time, and it bears worth repeating, when you look at Aaron Rodgers as a quarterback, And if you're going to go out there and be critical of him not being in mandatory minicamp, which I think is a, you know, kind of low-hanging fruit, easy take, and I think it's fair. I understand it. I get it. In the end, it doesn't matter. In the end, if he's there for training camp, in the end, if he's upright and healthy, in the end, if he's there for week one, nobody's going to be looking at minicamp. Nobody. And he's going to come in supremely motivated, wanting to prove everybody wrong. And if they're able to add his buddy into the mix offensively, the Jets are going to be an absolute blast to watch. But the need factor, if it doesn't happen, do the expectations change? No. If it does happen, do the extra expectations get greater? Yeah, for sure. This is all about Rodgers trying to win a Super Bowl here for the first time since Joe Namath. That was the goal. Not about him visiting Egypt. Not about him having a darkness retreat. Not about him about anything else. I don't care what you think about Aaron Rodgers, the personality. I do know this about him as a player. He's one of the most gifted quarterbacks I've ever seen. And that's what it's all about. And that's why he's here. 888-808-1019 is your number to call. Let's head out to Hartford, Connecticut. It's Michael. It's the Fan. What's going on, Michael?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Michael.
So I'm taking this Aaron Rodgers thing just from a different perspective because I'm a diehard Raider fan. And a couple years ago when he was available and then the Raiders were talking about getting Tom Brady, you know, with the Josh McDaniels fiasco, I wanted the Raiders to put all the chips in and get Aaron Rodgers then. So all this stuff about him wanting to play with Devontae again, I really think if you gave Aaron Rodgers true system 2 years ago, he would have preferred to be a Raider. And it didn't work out because McDaniel's ego wasn't going to let that happen. But now, with the Raiders' QB situation in flux, with Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew, to see what's going to happen this year, I think if Aaron Rodgers has a good season with the Jets this year, and proves that he still can play and all that stuff, I wouldn't be surprised if Aaron Rodgers is going to play with Devontae again, but in Las Vegas next year.
So you don't believe anything about the Jets acquiring him from Vegas, him being unhappy, and late August, early September, which Boomer mentioned yesterday on his morning show with Gio, that Devontae is going to end up being a Jet before the start of the regular season. You believe none of that?
Well, I believe I'm a fanatic Raider fan, right? I don't miss anything. I don't miss any interview. I haven't missed anything Devontae Adams has said since he became a Raider. And everything he is saying is that he's happy to be a Raider. He's super excited about the whole Antonio Pierce hiring. He loves the team. He loves the energy. He's never been on a team where everybody is competing every day to make that team better. And anybody who's a football fan is blind if they haven't seen the culture change with the Raiders, because I've been waiting years for it. So I would think if Devontae had his way, it wouldn't be coming to Jet. It would be that Aaron come over there.
Yeah, but when Rodgers says he's looking forward to playing with Devontae again, you think he's playing footsie with the Raiders?
As a matter of fact, if you remember when, this is obviously everybody's opinion and everything. This is a different take that you're not hearing. I think that it would have to be an astronomical catastrophe in Vegas for Devontae to be so unhappy he want to leave.
And maybe he doesn't have the personality. But I don't know if it necessarily needs to be that. It's just the draw of being able to play with Aaron again. See, I don't know if it's necessarily, like, when the story first came out, I didn't think it. I told somebody, I don't think that's happening. I don't think the Jets are getting Devontae Adams. And I'd really not heard of any of that until Boomer came out yesterday and mentioned it. A couple other people have followed up with that. So maybe where there's smoke,
like,
there's a little bit of fire.
What you've seen
here, you haven't seen Adams come out and basically say he's unhappy with the Vegas Raiders. But you get a sense from those that are reporting that he would never go out there and do that. Rodgers coming out and saying he's looking forward to playing with Adams again. I have a hard time envisioning Aaron, who's accomplished nothing here in New York, has been more negative than positive when it comes to some of the stuff that he's been connected with. He's brought here to win games on the football field. I have a hard time that Aaron Rodgers is now flirting with the Vegas Raiders when he still has a he has yet to play a full season as a New York Jet.
Right, but don't you also agree with Aaron Rodgers' personality? At the end of the day, he's going to do whatever he wants.
Oh, no doubt.
And he's not going to have any loyalty to the Jets. He's not going to have any loyalty to that. If he feels like he can go play with his best buddy in a much better place with no state taxes, and everything that people aren't paying attention to is when Devontae says, hey, I love it here. Hey, now my grandmother gets to go to my games. His family was never able to travel to Green Bay. He loves it there. He loves playing golf. He's in an off-the-field dream come true for football players with everything he's got going on there.
I get it.
Why?
Because he doesn't have an opportunity to win. Because his quarterbacks are Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell. Because that's where we're sitting here with Vegas. That's all. And listen, do I think Rodgers is selfish? Yeah, I do. I think a lot of them, but I think there are a lot of professional athletes that are selfish. So I'm not going to hold that against Aaron Rodgers. And listen, the head coach basically backed him up and said, well, if it's good for Aaron, it's good for us. Even though it was an unexcused trip over to Egypt. And they say that, and Salah says that at the time because he has a great understanding that he's the head coach because Aaron Rodgers wants him here. He's comfortable. He likes it here. I think Aaron was impressed by the passion of the Jet fan. I think Aaron was impressed by the commitment they had to him, that they were willing to go all in with him, that he had a say when it came to player personnel, that they were able to bring his buddies in, especially year number one, to make him as comfortable as he possibly can. But you go out to Vegas, if you're Aaron Rodgers, as great as you have been throughout the course of your NFL career, you have one Super Bowl. That's it. You were brought here to try and win. You have a championship-caliber defense. You've got Mike Williams. You've got Garrett Wilson. You got a stud running back in Breece Hall. You got a revamped offensive line. You got the offensive coordinator you want. Got all the things your way. Now it's time to go out there and win. If they add Devontae Adams to the mix, makes him even more dangerous. But I'll tell you, the Jets have got to win regardless. That's the goal. Not about anything else. As he was playing in that Pro-Am over the weekend out in Lake Tahoe, he said, well, I'm walking up 18 on Sunday. Summer is over. Damn right it is.